Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. On April 2, 1865, Union armies broke through the lines around Petersburg, forcing General Robert E. Lee and what remained of the Army of Northern Virginia away from the Confederate capital at Richmond and westward toward Lynchburg. A few days later, Federal forces caught up with them near the Appomattox River and smashed or captured a third of the army. One of the Confederates in that last desperate fighting was Henry Kidd Douglas, a tall, handsome young man who had been born in West Virginia and grown up in Maryland. Douglas had served on Stonewall Jackson's staff, and although he was only 24 years old, commanded one of Jackson's old outfits, the famous Light Brigade, now down to only 500 men. For days, the army had gone without sleep. A train carrying their rations had mistakenly gone through to Richmond and fallen into Yankee hands. Douglas was so hungry he took some corn from his horse, smashed it between two stones, and tried to eat it. But there was no respite. On April 6th, at a place called Sailor's Creek, the man next to Douglas lost his leg to a cannonball. A spent bullet hit a button on Douglas's coat and knocked him off his horse, which must have given him pause, since a bullet he'd gotten at Gettysburg was already lodged in his chest. The next day he was hit again, after he fell asleep near an artillery battery moments before the firing resumed. Gunners managed to rouse him and get him on his feet just as a shell burst over his head, and a piece of shrapnel wounded him lightly but painfully in the shoulder. The fighting continued off and on for the next 2 days, as the armies closed in on a little crossroads village called Appomattox Station. On the morning of April 9th, Palm Sunday, Douglas and his Light Brigade were sent so far ahead of the army they lost sight of it. Union cavalry galloped in front of them, and the brigade exchanged a few shots with Yankee skirmishers. Then a massive blue line quietly materialized on the hills to their front. 3 miles long, with 10,000 men to the mile, and stretched as far to the right and left as the eye could see. A hush fell over the Light Brigade. The end had come. At that moment, a staff officer galloped up to Douglas and, with great good humor, asked why he was creating so much commotion. Didn't he know that General Lee had surrendered the army? Douglas didn't know, but that afternoon, he and some other officers rode into the Federal camp in search of the man who had defeated them and who had then sent enough food to feed an army 3 times the size of the Army of Northern Virginia. To their surprise, Ulysses S. Grant and every other Union soldier treated them with warmth and courtesy. The formal ceremony, during which Confederates would fold their flags and surrender their arms, took place on April 12th, 4 years to the day after the first shot had been fired on Fort Sumter. Realizing that his Light Brigade had fired the last few shots before Lee's surrender, Douglas asked his division commander, John B. Gordon, if they might be the last to lay down their arms. The hard-bitten Gordon, who'd been wounded 6 times at Sharpsburg near Douglas's home, said yes, they had earned that right. A little later, Confederate regiments began their march across a small valley and up into a field next to Appomattox Courthouse. The last few hundred yards would take them between 2 heavy lines of blue infantry, each several rows deep. "On they come," a Union soldier recalled, "with the old swinging root step and swaying battle flags, men whom neither sufferings nor death nor hopelessness could bend from their resolve. Standing before us now, thin, worn, and famished, but erect, and with eyes looking level into ours." As Gordon's division came through, Union officers had their men present the marching salute. Gordon and his men returned it. Douglas and the Light Brigade brought up the rear. As they entered this blue gauntlet, one Union soldier called for 3 cheers in honor of the last brigade to surrender. Eye to eye with them, the blue ranks hurrahed. Douglas and some of his men wept. Then it was done. The Light Brigade said its goodbyes, and the men began the long walk home. Although he didn't know it, the war wasn't quite over for Henry Douglas. But that's another episode of Your Maryland.